Open Windows, December the 13th. Real devotion. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. Ephesians 1:18. The eyes of your heart enlightened. Discerning love. Love is as far removed from blindness as heaven from earth. Love is blind? No, not true love. The fact is that true love sees everything and transcends everything. The love of Christ for his disciples was not blind love that didn't know his men. Love that was duped, deceived, misled, but eventually found out that they were not the men he thought they were. No, he knew what was in man. John 2:24. Christ's love saw everything and could tell them beforehand exactly what they would do. But love persisted in face of it all. Love is a great seeing thing. If you are consumed with a burning love for the Lord, you will be very quick of scent to see what is doubtful and questionable. You will not need to be frequently and continuously told when a thing is not right. No, love for the Lord will bring you quickly to see and to sense that there is something that needs to be adjusted. Or you may not know what it is at the time, but you have a sense that all is not well. Love will do it. All the instructions in the world will not bring you to it. You may have the word of God brought to you in all such points, and you might even say, "All right, because you say so, because it's in the Bible, I will do it. I will be obedient." Do you think that is good enough? Such a thing has never come to you through the eyes of your heart. But mark you, if this love, this discerning love, has really filled your heart by all the intelligence of the Holy Spirit indwelling you, you will sense it without being told. Or if it should be brought to you from the Word that within you says, "Yes, I know this is right. The Lord tells me this is right." Do you not think that is the kind of Christian that is needed? And what the Lord needs at the end? That is what he had in mind from the beginning. And he calls that first love. That is a quick scent to see what needs to be cut off or added, what adjustments are necessary, and does accordingly. You do not have to follow round and say, "Please do this." Have you never taken note that you might be helpful in this way? You do not have to do that where there is devotion, love watchful all the time, aliveness, alertness, perception, readiness to do, without being all the time told to do it. Oh, real devotion to the Lord, something that far outreaches legality. First love is discerning love.